Protesters in Israel remain on the streets despite the Prime Minister announcing he will hold off on reforms to the legal system. You're looking at live pictures there. Benjamin Netanyahu has said there will be a delay to the overhaul that would increase the power of the Knesset at the expense of the courts. But he said that he will not surrender in his attempt to bring sweeping changes. The proposal has led to weeks of demonstrations, with critics saying it threatens democracy.
Whenever we have the capabilities to avoid a civil war, we need to go for this. At the same time, we need to give ourselves some time in order to reach a point where we can vote during the second session of the Knesset. We want reforms. We want balance between authorities and powers. We need to enhance the rights of the individuals. To the nationalists and their supporters, we can do this in the Knesset alone because we have the people with us.
The UN has evidence of violations committed by Libyan state security forces and armed militia groups that could constitute war crimes and crimes against humanity against Libyan people. The report also slams the EU for aiding and abetting human rights violations against migrants in the country's detention centres. The evidence will be relayed to the International Criminal Court. President Joe Biden says U.S. gun violence is ripping at the very soul of the nation after at least six people, including three children, were killed in a school shooting. The attack took place at a private Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. Police say they shot and killed the female attacker. A motive for the shooting isn't yet known. This is the 13th mass shooting this year where people have died or been injured at a U.S. school. Scotland's governing party has elected Humza Yousaf as its new leader, paving the way for the former health secretary to become the next first minister. Yousaf will lead the Scottish National Party after Nicola Sturgeon stepped down in February. And there's increased security in Kenya after opposition leader Raila Odinga called for protests over the rising cost of living. Security forces in the capital, Nairobi, fired tear gas at people trying to gather. Shops have been shut and train services suspended.